Oh my gosh, this Binance situation is really shaking up the crypto world. You know, the whole idea that the biggest exchange in the game might be breaking international sanctions by letting Iranian entities use their platform. That's wild. It's like, how do you even track that kind of activity in a decentralized system?
Definitely. The fact that two major outlets reported Binance suspended or fired employees over this is a big deal. It's not just about the allegations. It's about how the company is handling internal investigations. But it's also a sign of how much regulatory pressure they're under.
Right, and Binance's CEO is basically throwing shade at the media now. Threatening legal action. That's a strong move. It feels like they're trying to control the narrative, but it's also a defensive tactic to protect their reputation.
Exactly. This isn't just about compliance, it's about power. The CEO's threats show how much they're fighting to avoid scrutiny. But the real question is, are they actually doing enough to prevent these issues in the first place?
Oh, it's so complicated. You've got this decentralized system where transactions are anonymous, but governments are cracking down on sanctions evasion. Binance's internal probe suggests they're trying to fix things, but the disciplinary actions against employees raise red flags. Are they really addressing the root cause or just covering their tracks?
That's a huge dilemma. On one hand, exchanges need to comply with regulations to stay in business. On the other, the nature of crypto makes it hard to trace. It's like trying to police a global black market with a flashlight.
Yeah, and the patchwork of regulations across countries adds to the chaos. Like the US has strict rules on Iran, but other places might have different standards. Binance has to play defense against all of them.
It's a balancing act. They're trying to stay compliant without stifling innovation. But when they start suing media outlets, it feels like they're prioritizing their image over transparency. That could backfire, you know.
Absolutely. The more regulations come in, the more pressure there'll be on exchanges to adapt. You can't just ignore AML rules anymore. Users and investors are expecting accountability.
And this whole mess shows how critical corporate governance is. If platforms don't have clear policies and ethical leadership, they'll struggle to stay credible in a regulated world.
Right. This isn't just about one company. It's a reflection of the entire industry's growth pains. Balancing innovation with compliance is the real challenge.
And it's a reminder that the crypto space isn't just about tech anymore. It's about trust, transparency, and navigating a complex web of rules. The future of the industry depends on how well they handle these issues.
Yeah, it's a tough road ahead. But if they can figure out how to stay compliant without losing their edge, maybe they'll finally earn the trust of the mainstream.
Fingers crossed. This whole saga is a wake-up call for the whole industry. Let's hope they learn from it.